Friends, what should the church do when flagrant sin is among the congregation? Well, let's allow God's Word to answer that today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you always to our Jay Webb, and greetings and hello, everyone. Great having you with us today for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We offer not only our broadcast from where and from whom you are listening, your podcast platform, your over-the-air radio, whatever the case might be, we want you to continue to listen to us through the avenue that you're using right now. But we also have some other options that may be of interest to you. For example, our social media is quite active. If you are a Facebooker, follow us at International Gospel Hour. If you are on Instagram, again, International Gospel Hour, or follow us on X, formerly Twitter, at our, our_gospel. And you can keep up with our works, the things that we're doing. Also, you'll see some extra things along the way, our 60 Seconds for the Savior in video form, as well as clips from our television broadcast. So we hope that can be of help to you. Another tool that we use in our study is our Are You Studying series. Now, that's what you're tuned into today. This is a verse-by-verse study of a book and chapter from the Bible. Now, we are currently in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, but let's say you want to listen to the other broadcast of 1 Corinthians. Well, if you go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on Previous Shows, and then when it goes to that page, click on the 15-Minute Daily Podcast, and you can scroll down and find all of our Are You Studying programs concerning 1 Corinthians. Now, if you need a little help, just send us a message there at our website, our contact tab, and request the program or what you're looking for, and we will do our best to help you find it and get back with you. We appreciate you listening, and we also are blessed to share with you a number of free materials. Again, everything we offer is free. We will not ask for your money from this broadcast. And I'm going to pause for our J-Web to tell you a little bit about an online publication that you can receive free, courtesy of International Gospel Hour.
A great online publication is the Gospel Gleaner. For over 30 years, the Gospel Gleaner has presented excellent sound biblical articles for reading and study. It is published quarterly, four times a year. Subscriptions are free. Just go to gospelgleaner.com and sign up for their email version. Be sure to post in the comments blank you heard about it from the International Gospel Hour.
Friends, let's do a brief review of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 3 through 8. You know, when problems and issues arise in the church, should not the church go back to the Christ who is the authority? I mean, think about it for just a moment. In Matthew 7, 28 and 29, the Bible says the people were astonished at the doctrine of Jesus, because he taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. In Matthew 17, 1 through 5, with the transfiguration up there upon the mount, did not God say in verse 5, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him"? Peter in his preaching in Acts 3, 22 and 23, quoted a prophecy of Moses going back to Deuteronomy 18 that people would hear the Christ. The Christ is the head of his church, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and Colossians 1:18 even affirms he is the head of the body, the church. So, friends, the church should always go back to the Christ and his authority, his word. When such immoral living was among the church at Corinth, where a man had an affair with his stepmother, Paul brought the church back to the Christ, back to Christ, the focus, in his name and his power. Their judging was to be based on the authority of Christ for correction of sin and not the coddling of sin. The authority of Christ and his word must always be applied how one lives and how the church is to live. Now, with this said, let's conclude our study of 1 Corinthians 5 to see how the church should respond to blatant sin and what eventually happened. We begin with verse 9. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or adulterers, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or an adulterer, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. Brad Price, a friend of mine, observed in his studies, Christians are in the world, John 17:14-15, and they must have contact with the unsaved just as Jesus did when he was in the world. We are to be separate from the world, but we are not to be isolated from the world. So, this is where Paul said you would have to go out of the world. I'm not talking about people of the world. But there is a response you need to give to one who is a Christian who is acting like the world. Paul told them not to even eat with a person. You know, back then, eating together had that specific relationship. It was a joining together. And when you think about it, friends, we probably learn more about others during a meal than standing in the foyer of a church building. Paul, through inspiration, said such a special relationship with a fellow Christian living and committing sin could not be allowed. That is a special relationship that would be missed. In other words, don't even eat with this person. And when this individual realizes he is losing something that's great, which is true fellowship, where would he go but the world? But friends, that behavior is already in the world. As a matter of fact, it is of interest. Now, this is not in Scripture, but according to history. So, again, we take that with a grain of salt. This woman, this stepmother, was not a Christian, but this man was. In verse 12, Paul says, "For what have I to do with judging those who are also outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside God judges, therefore put away from yourselves the evil person." A writer by the name of Shepherd observes, the phrase, those who are outside, is frequently used by Paul, 1 Thessalonians 4:12 and Colossians 4 and verse 5, and their awful condition he graphically describes as follows, Ephesians 2 verse 12, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Now, friends, notice those who are outside, God judges. We know of their choice to live. But a person that's living in the church should live according to Christ. 1 Corinthians 5 does remind us of the command and importance of discipline among God's people. Let's think about these texts. Romans 16:17-18, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple." What about Galatians 6:1-2? "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." In 2 Thessalonians 3:6, "But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us." Later in 2 Thessalonians 3:14-15, "And if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother." And James 5:19-20, "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death, and cover a multitude of sins. Friends, there must be discipline among God's people. Imagine for a moment how that would kick the crutch out from under people who want to point at the church and accuse it of hypocrisy, where in many cases that is true. Friends, we are to live a faithful life for God, and 1 Corinthians 5 tells us, you just can't live any old way and be faithful to God. And would you like to hear the rest of the story, if you will? According to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, this discipline of this brother did work. When one repents of their sin, we are to receive them back, 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 6. To forgive and comfort them, 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 7. And to confirm our love toward them, 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 8. You see, friends, discipline can bring forth good, and that's its aim. What a great study of 1 Corinthians 5, and we'll continue our thoughts of our verse-by-verse study in 1 Corinthians in another broadcast beginning with chapter 6. But for now, friends, we want to share with you another tool that we use in our teaching that's absolutely free. Here is our J-Web.
You can now not only hear the International Gospel Hour, but you can also see the International Gospel Hour on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put International Gospel Hour in the search engine, and subscribe to the channel. Then click on the bell and you'll be notified each time a program is uploaded. It is free. Subscribe to YouTube today. It's the number one streaming service for television, and the International Gospel Hour channel is there.
Friends, I realize that many times people say, wow, you're talking about discipline in the church and all, and it's strange to a lot of people. But the Bible is very clear of how we should live faithfully for God. Are you a member of the church we read of in the New Testament? We will help you in your studies toward becoming a member of the church we read of in the Bible, one that walks faithful, one that walks in discipline, in step with God and His Word. May it always be. And friends, we'll continue these studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today for the International Gospel Hour broadcast right here. Join us again next time. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.